back. Last segment of the fastest hour in radio. Nothing but the dog and me was the reason why those two cats from that cemetery that got dropped off were rescued by my new friend. Was already friends on Facebook, but Jason Smith, thanks for collecting those two cats. And maybe you're listening to the show because I turned you on to it, too. All you got to do is tell people we're out here and we're expanding, right? This is just, it's exciting, you know, knowing that the right-wing radio is going to have to deal with left-wing radio as far as I'm on here. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, we got somebody waiting in the wings, though. Andy and Beaver Dam. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Pizza Box, I saw George Clinton four times in the last 20-some years, so...
I'm envious.
It's cool. Another thing too. I hope you're going to be down at Hawks on the second. I hope you can make it or get down there, and because I want to see you or talk to you or something. So,
well, why don't you call Crudy and tell him that you want me to be, you know, to like a segment on the down at the bar in the live show.
Well, that's right. That's what you should do.
Hey, it's been a while since I've been done a segment with those guys. We've been a lot of places. I mean, I was in La Crosse when Obama was there, and I was like, hey, man, what'd you guys think about meeting Obama? And they were like, aw, because I did, and they were just, I know how to rub it. Hey, go ahead. What'd you have to say today?
What I really wanted to say was, you know, you got in the last 10, 20 years or whatever, but you got guys like Scott Walker, divide and conquer, and you got Trump with you know, supporting the white supremacist groups and stuff like that.
Oh, you can't prove that. You can't prove that.
Right. It's just like, well, what I'm saying is it's, you know, that all this trying to break everything apart, and then we're all, you know, throwing stones at each other where we're really, basically, if we can somehow find common things that we all appreciate and that we don't have to worry about, you know, whether when is a baby or whatever, all the other stuff. I mean, you know, we can concentrate on what's ultimately important, you know, and that's, you know, I mean, coming together is ultimate, you know. Lately we've been just torn completely apart and it's all a mess. But anyway, that's about it. So we'll talk to you later.
I wouldn't be surprised if I see you next week, but I think that's a ridiculous idea of yours. I'd rather have common stones and just keep throwing them at each other. I will not be the first one to cast a stone, but I'll have a couple in my pocket just to make sure. Hey, how'd you like somebody throwing apples, picking apples off you? I don't know why I thought of that, but that's all I've got left is just movies and cartoons and music and... You know, it's like those videos with, I think it's Al Jarreau, where he's walking around, the bluebirds flying around and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I just need to get a little bit higher concentration of THC to get to that max level, right, where I'm actually flying. No? Have you ever even tried smoking marijuana in your life? No.
No.
Oh!
No.
To me... That's like when I met kids in college, and I, you know, I hadn't been around too much, you know, some different cultures, but a really neat guy that was next door, a really smart guy too, but he was Orthodox Jew, right? And I'm like, what, you've never had bacon or ham, right? And he's like, no. And I just kind of freaked the way I just freaked on you for okay. It just seems weird because I've done so much of both.
I have had bacon and ham. I mean,
right? So, at least we just got to finish you off then, man. Get you.
I'm with you there.
Wait till
I'm
the kids you. Are gone, moved out. Wait till your wife says, honey, I think we should try this. You need to really chill out, man. It's been a rough, it's been rough.
I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm good.
It's more for me, man.
Yeah, you know, like, here's one of the things that I really appreciate about you is just, you know, you roll with any caller pretty much, and you give them a chance to
most
say
right?
things, right? But also at the same time, when they step too far out of bounds, you're willing to say, okay, that's enough.
And hey, man, you know, and I don't have the cutoff button here right now, so I've been letting it roll, but nobody went too far. You know, I mean, even Gary, you know, that's something that he's been following and focused on, and I don't know why, you know. I would not want to watch a debate between two loons like that when I can just drive up north to a peaceful lake and listen to a couple loons up there, right? That's more my speed.
you know Earl, the Earl Ingram show, right? You know Earl, right?
Sure, but I don't even think I have him on, or I can follow him on Facebook, but I used to call Earl, but I mean, now I'm like, I'm on a different, I don't know, different path or whatever, so I don't get to hear Earl as much. Is he still in the morning?
Yeah, he is. And, you know,
and I'm listening to Matt a lot in the morning, and other times I'm just like, you know, catting and drinking coffee and watching the news.
I caught a show, you know, this Thursday, and he was talking about some of the things going on places and how extreme stuff has gotten and just how, you know, there used to be kind of this idea of, in the public eye, if you said something, like people are saying now, like all people, you know, doctors who, like he was talking, referencing a school board person or a candidate in Florida who said, you know, if these doctors that help trans kids or treat trans kids with medications and or other procedures, that they should be hanging from trees. And he's just talking about the language, and the whole idea is, I mean, you would say that 5-10 years ago, you'd be out. Like your party would say, or whoever was backing you would say, like, no, you got to step out. And now these people are being championed, and it's just feeding like this extreme, you know, rhetoric that gets people all whipped up and gets them dialed in on these little minute issues, and then they're not thinking about the big picture and the big issues that affect all of us all the time. And I think the resolution comes when we can get back to some of that bigger picture thinking. But you know the parties, and especially the GOP, wants people to zone in on these hot buttons, right? So they can just keep them on that and keep them distracted from the fact that they're not doing jack about all the big issues.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it's not like I'm missing anything by not hearing Earl, because they're like almost every issue, Earl and I have been on the same page for, you know, probably since we were born. Yeah. He's a little bit older than me, but I grew up in an age where ignorance was not taught in my house, you know? It just wasn't. And my mom and dad made sure that we experienced being around people from different cultures and, you know, got to see kids from different cultures come to our house. And that's where it's at, okay? And you're not going to be able to change me into, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, especially when they're been right most of their life about the issues, huh?
Isn't that it? You can't teach an old dog new tricks, and you shouldn't teach a new dog old tricks.
I guess, yeah. Well, unless the old tricks are, you know, the same tricks I'm using. I guess it all depends on the tricks.
Oh, man. The division is really taking a toll on me trying to keep up with this stuff, and I know you're able to kind of roll with it and laugh some things off, because it's laugh or cry at some points.
So well, just... you listen, today, I'm going to admit it. I mean, I was driving this morning and early, and I couldn't help but cry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, about an hour or two later, couldn't help but cry again a little bit. But see, I know that I have to do that in order to get, you know, to heal.
Yeah.
You have to, and the thing is, the more you do that, I hate to say it, the more normalized you are to all this terror, right? Isn't that what this show is about? But it's not that way for me. That's why I cry. And I, things that didn't, I never thought about, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, now are center stage. You know, life is precious. And I mean, like, hey, there's a bug in the bird bath. I'm going to save him because he can't get out. I mean, I did that this week. No, it's not crazy. There ain't enough bugs as it is. There's not enough birds. There's not enough and the animals moving into town because you just keep going out and tearing up their land, man. I'm seeing old farmland from when I was a kid and it'd been there for, you know, a couple century at least before I came around, right? In these families. And it's all going to like subdivisions and stuff now. Oh, this place used to be called Eggleston's Woods. Oh, Eggleston's Woods is gone. We're going to build houses here. And you're just like, oh. I used to run track and cross country practices through these hills and trails, you know, that are now just all gone.
I knew you were a track guy. So what did you think of Holly's running form?
Oh, man, I think he could never get away from me, even at 61 and missing a kidney and sciatica and stuff. oh yeah, I'd run right over the top of him, and then maybe, you know, he's just such a coward.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with all this, you know, the people that call in and talk against transgender and stuff. Those are the people I got an issue with, man. Those are the ones that are doing all the stuff that's just making life miserable for everybody, because they're miserable bastards, man. And I'm not. Neither is Jason. And we're already done, man. Yeah, thanks for tuning in again to Outside the Pizza Box on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And also on 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw, caw-caw, in Waukesha. Yeah, man, head over heels. Every day, more and more head over heels in love with every living creature that I see, man. Worms. You know, not mosquitoes. Just not mosquitoes. It's like, you know, that's like voting Republican in my world. I'm not going to do that. Blood-sucking bastards. We'll see you next week. Thanks.